Okay. Well, let me ask you about this. If, say, a woman's children are out later than usual, and she's getting a little bit of worried about it, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
I get worried about it. Worried about them staying out late, you know.
In other words, she wouldn't feel easy about it. She'd feel...
uneasy. Yeah. I'd feel uneasy about it.
Well, what about, say, a boy who doesn't want to go upstairs in the house in the dark? You'd say he's...
he's afraid.
Have you ever heard people or children call another child who gets scared easily anything in particular?
I can't think so.
You ever heard children say he's just old scaredy cat?
Yeah.
But what about, you might say about a person, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
he was.
Or maybe she, not afraid now, but she...
Has been,
or maybe another way of saying it would be, if she used to be afraid.
That's the same thing, ain't it? They have been.
And what about talking about, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
never was.
What about, say if you had an aunt named Lizzie, and you might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie. She just acts a little...
oh, okay.
A little what?
Off.
A little off. Could you say, well, she just acts a little queer every now and then?
Yeah.
Mean about the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about a man who's...
hi, baby.
Who's made up...
take it going.
Go ahead. A man, you know, who's made up his mind about something, whether it's right or wrong, and just won't change his mind for anything, you say he's mighty...
fixed. When he's fixed, he ain't gonna change his mind.
You ever heard that called anything else?
His mind's made up.
Or sometimes would people say he's just mighty stubborn?
Yeah, I've heard that, stubborn. Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times, stubborn.
Or have you ever heard a person like that called mule-headed?
I don't know about that, but I've heard about stubborn.
Stubborn. Well, what about somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty...
High temper.
Mm-hmm. Or have you ever heard of somebody like that might say he's mighty touchy or something like that?
Yeah, very touchy too.
Or talking about somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad, angry, something like that.
Or if somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just...
I was joking, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, now just don't lose your temper, just...
be quiet.
Maybe just keep calm or mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm. Calm, quiet, it's all the same thing.
Well, what about if you hear somebody's in the hospital